Music from the Flaming Lips right there. The title track from Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. We heard the CD Seeds with an older track. That was My Roots Go Down. Some Crazy Joe before that from his new album. It's called The Doctor Is In. We also heard Eleanor Friedeberger back there from her new album, Personal Record. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support for live and local music comes from Omega Music at 318 East 5th Street in Dayton's Oregon District. You can buy, sell, and trade new and classic vinyl, CD, and DVD releases, as well as stereo equipment. Omega Music hours and information at 937-275-9949. Well, we are kicking off the 4th of July holiday, and what better way to do it than with some live music. I'm very excited to have our guests in the studio this evening. They've got an EP out called Made in Ohio, and they have lots of things coming up to tell you about, and we're going to hear some music from them right now. I'm going to hand things over to the WYSO Performance Space for some live tunes from Skillless Villains.
Meant you no harm, you see. Mr. Breeze, put down your guard so I might sing you my song. I used to work out in the yard. Before that, my granddaddy's farm. When Wall Street fell, the bank came. All these doorways sound the same. All these doorways sound the same. All these doorways sound the same. Traveling for days, and I lost my mind along the way, searching for truth, and I found pain. All these doorways sound the same, and all these doorways sound the same. Thank you.
And I want no trouble.
Villains live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them and hear some more live music here in just a moment. Stick around. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, Nikki Dakota here, hoping you'll make plans to join us for the WYSO Open House. It's an indoor-outdoor celebration of WYSO's 55 years on the air, with live music, food trucks, face painting, hula hoops, and an instrument petting zoo. The kids will love it. Come, record a testimonial, and hang with your WYSO friends Sunday, July 14th from 1 to 6. Full details at WYSO.org. Bring the family, bring the neighbors. See you there.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumhold, and just a moment ago, we heard some great live music coming at you from the WYSO studios. That was courtesy of Skillless Villains, and we've got them here in the house. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you all here.
Pleasure to be here.
Oh, my pleasure to have you in the house. You know, I have heard your name around the music scene for many, many years, in fact. Dayton Music Fest, at the Trolley Stop, different places around town. Tell me a little bit about how you guys got started making music together.
Well, that's a very interesting question, actually. I just decided to move to Dayton, seven, 8 years ago. TA was just getting out of Full Sail down in Orlando and, you know, just looking to do music. We're both kind of from small northwestern Ohio towns, you know what I mean? So we decided to move to Dayton and kind of came down here and started doing a thing as an acoustic duo and playing for, I don't know, Yellow Springs, Stephen Gregory Band. Like, he gave us kind of our first little shot, you know what I mean, to do the thing. I think maybe even at Peaches. And so, you know, we did that for a couple years, and then we kind of got in with a couple bands in Columbus, Jacob Freely and the Mixtape Bandits, and we played with those guys for a couple of years. And then, you know, you're in the scene for a little while, and bands break up, and you kind of just, you know, move forward. You have a dream and a goal, and, you know, we started recording and, you know, doing that kind of thing, and I think
started stealing band members, actually.
From Jacob Freely.
We started poaching band members. But so Adam Gilbert actually came to play saxophone with us, what I know, 4 or 5 years ago anyways. And then he was very good friends with Eric because they were both in the program at OSU and brought Eric on probably, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, two and a half.
About two and a half, three maybe. See, same time kind of flies when you're doing a thing. And then, you know, grad school and that kind of thing happened. So we kind of came off the road a little bit and went into the studio, and we're, you know, going that route now, I guess.
When you guys were getting started as an acoustic duo, was the goal always to get a full band and make it more of an electric project and even add the horns? Were you thinking that far ahead, or was it just sort of the luck of the players that you found yourselves aligned with?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, we basically just had a goal to, you know, do music how we kind of wanted to do it and make, you know, that our lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Kind of just fell into it, basically.
Yeah, like, you know, and
horn became our sound. We used the horn and tight grooves, and that's basically how we made it.
Yeah, I don't think we planned, like, oh, we're going to be electric or we're going to do this. Like, we just kind of sit around in the space and we're like, hey, what would sound cool? Let's do that.
Is that, does your songwriting process, does most of it come out of kind of jamming and experimentation in the studio, or are you sort of coming together with something written out ahead of time?
Well, I think now we do a little bit more experimenting in the studio, being that, you know, everybody kind of has their own little input that they want to do. And, you know, with Eric and Adam's background, you know, it being in music and that kind of thing, they're very helpful when it comes to arranging songs and that kind of thing, stuff that I wouldn't necessarily know to do. But, you know,
we kind of have the freedom to do that, seeing that we have a home studio we don't have to pay for studio time and everything else. We kind of can just free flow. We can get 2 or 3 days sitting there and just the money that's spent on the equipment, basically, we don't have to pay for anything else. So just brainstorming, basically, and coming up with the overall sound.
Yeah, totally.
Does that make putting an album or like your EP Made in Ohio, having your own studio space, does that make it easier to put together in some respect because you have the time? Or I've also heard some bands say that when they have their own studio space, there's not that pressure to get it done, and you just keep going back and changing and re-recording.
Totally. And like you'll kind of get like caught in a perfection bubble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's not good enough. We got to do it again. And then it's just like you just sit there forever doing it. Finally, you know, you got to. And I feel like sometimes when you're paying for it, you know, when you're in the big studio and doing that kind of thing, you definitely you have to be on point when you come in. You have to have your grooves worked out because, you know, you're paying $150 an hour to be there. So it's just different, but I feel like they both have their pros and cons.
We play so many live shows, it's like we want every show to be kind of different, so we kind of bring something new to the table. Every once in a while we'll be jamming on a song that we've been playing for 5 or 6 years, something new pops out and it's awesome, and we want to get that in the studio, but we have, you know, we play 50 shows a year or something, we can't get all of that in the studio, so
right. It
does kind of put that pressure on us to decide, but hopefully what we end up with is a pretty good final product, because we have so many iterations of it.
When you've got that sort of spontaneous creation happening on stage in the moment, how do you how do you determine sort of what then, or how the song changes from that point? Does it, you know, every time you add something new to a song live, are you thinking, oh, we should do that next time? Or are you able to accept that as this happened in the moment and it might not happen the next time we play it?
I don't, sometimes, you know,
depends on how late in the set it is.
Really. sometimes yes, and sometimes no. Sometimes we'll do things like, hey, you remember how we did that? And like, yeah, we like that, and we'll keep it. And then other times it's just kind of like there and then gone, you know.
If there's something that sticks out profoundly, we usually try to integrate it with the rest. Like as we go in, we just try to take a little bit of everything and try to get that live energy in the studio. That's basically what I've been trying to work on lately. So
is that hard to summon that energy when you're working in the studio and you don't have that audience to feed off of and for get sure. those smiles and responses and people
totally.
Dancing along?
There's you know, when you're sitting, you got 300-400 people in front of you and you're feeding off that energy, you kind of get into it, and it's, you know, you feel it, so you want to give that energy back. A lot of times when you're in the studio, you're just in a booth and it's just you and your boys, so what you try to do is get, it's just a different type of energy that you right. feed off of, you know what I mean? If you can get that creative energy going between, you know, four or five people when you're all in a room in the moment, magic happens. Yeah. But it's just, you know, same thing when, you know, you're playing the Newport Music Hall, but it's just a different kind of magic.
Yeah, it's got to be different energy for every song. I feel like we go across a lot of genres. I mean, jazz, pop, funk, rock. If somebody asks us what we play, we can't give them an answer because you listen to our album, you listen to our
show.
It's eight different genres, you know? So we got to find where the pocket is. We got to find where the energy is for every single song and kind of reproduce that every time we play live and find a way to get that energy in the studio.
Well, let me ask you this, because yeah, I can definitely hear a lot of different influences in your sound. You know, everything from sort of '90s alt garage rock, you know, some jazz, some funk, you know, some jam. As players or as songwriters, is there a musician or an artist in particular that you sort of look to for inspiration, or maybe somebody that you're just listening to right now that sort of caught your ear and is inspiring you? Maybe not even that's similar to what you're playing, but just something that sort of moves you forward as a musician.
Yes, for Adam and I, at least, I can speak for the two of us. We're kind of formally jazz trained, so we listen to some of the greats, Johnny Coltrane, you know, the Buddy Rich. For me, I play too many notes sometimes. It's probably because I listen to him a lot. But we try to incorporate that into the new age sound because you don't want to be stuck in the past, but you still want to know where you came from, right? So we try to incorporate that formal jazz
yeah,
training
like,
with
you
the
know,
new stuff.
Me and TA, we just kind of grew up in the streets, if you will. You know what I mean?
Hip-hop background.
Yeah,
basically.
Hip-hop background, that
East
kind
side,
of thing.
West
like,
side.
Yeah, you know, a lot of Wu-Tang, a lot of Redman, a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
YouTube is a wonderful tool, basically. wonderful tool.
So yeah, you know, it's so you know, you kind of mix that. But we also, you know, being you know, Northwest Ohio kids, like you get a lot of that classic rock. You know what I mean? A lot of Tesla, Metallica, stuff like that. You know, that you listen to growing up, and even like George Jones. I mean, hell, my dad was the biggest country fan in the world. I hated it. until like I turned 19, and then yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I love Garth Brooks. So, you know, so you kind of just, I think as a musician, you kind of, you know,
you edit
different
that?
Times.
It is kind of funny, though, to consider the things that, like, we grew up listening and maybe not liking,
yeah.
but that stick with you
oh, yeah.
subconsciously.
And then you hear it years later, and you're boom, right
yeah.
back to that moment.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
exactly.
I hated that kid on the bus.
Well, tell me about Made in Ohio. We're going to hear a track from that here in just a moment.
TA, why don't you field this one?
Well, it's basically, like we talked about earlier, it's a home studio production.
Royalty Records?
Royalty Records. You can find it on Facebook.
Shameless plug.
Yes, but, you know, it's just kind of something we did, and it's really, I feel like it's something that we had to put out. But, you know, it's just something we needed to get out there for people to hear us because we had no recorded music.
For like 6 years.
Yeah,
we like the idea of Made in Ohio being that we're somehow born in Ohio, got our education in Ohio, kind of cut our teeth in Ohio. Ohio being, you know, a huge Rust Belt thing, lots of manufacturing, and then all that stuff kind of went away. And we felt like, you know, not a lot of stuff gets made in Ohio these days. So we try to kind of like say, hey, this is who we are. This is where we're from. This is what we're doing.
And every band, once they... Hopefully, when they make it bigger, they're playing the venues that are the larger scale. they always have that first album that they go back to. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our first album, all of our old stuff. This is kind of that for us. So this is the songs that Trent and Tim have been playing for and have been writing for 7 or 8 years.
Right.
So it's important to get it down for our fans because they've heard them and, you know, they deserve a good recording of them.
And we're going to hear White Lies, and I understand there's a little Yellow Springs connection there.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Once Upon a Time in 94, just kidding, I just like to say that. You know, there's an open mic at Peaches. You know, they do it every Tuesday, and Rob Heiliger was the host, and I think it was probably 6 or 7 years ago. It's actually, that's probably a lie. It was during the first invasion of Iraq, George W. Bush, and I was sitting at the table, and I was waiting for my turn and to do the open mic thing, and I have my pen, and, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm writing on a napkin. And, yeah, that's kind of how that song kind of came about, was just that whole atmosphere, watching CNN, being at the open mic and doing that thing.
Well, let's take a listen to that one right now, and we'll be back to talk more with Skillless Villains and hear some more live music. Ooh. This one's from Maiden, Ohio. It's called White Lies. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on WISO.
I have the headphones on. I can't really hear you.
Oh. Yes, I have my mic down.
Okay.
Going down 6 feet in the ground.
That one right there is called White Lies. It's by Skillless Villains. It's from their Made in Ohio EP, and we've got the band here in the studio. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, if people want to get their hands on Made in Ohio, where can they go to get that?
Skillessvillains.com.
Excellent. Excellent.
You can order right off the website. Yeah. You can message us on Facebook, Twitter.
Yep.
Instagram, who cares?
We're actually partnering with a local distributor in Columbus called Local Music Shelf. There's a pilot run with 12 shops. You can look them up on, actually, Columbus Songwriters Association. It's through them as well. So you can look them up on that website. If you're running around Columbus and you see that Local Music Shelf, you know our CD is going to be on it. So feel free to pick it up.
Very nice. And now the songs you guys are playing tonight live in the studio, that's stuff that's being recorded now for a future release, right?
Exactly. We were in the studio this weekend. I think we're kind of toying with the idea of doing a full-length LP, sax, drums, and rock and roll. But yes, all the stuff that we're doing tonight is stuff that's fresh in our head. And, you know, we feel like, you know, we have the EP. People can download that stuff for, like, I don't know, $2.50 off the website, something like that.
Yep.
So, you know, we like to do new and different stuff.
Very cool. And now, if people want to catch you live, I know this Saturday you're going to be out at the Green. Is that just playing outdoors in the kind of the little square there?
In the courtyard.
Very nice. Cool. And then I know you guys have Tap Fest coming up.
Yes.
Tell me about that. That seems like a really cool event.
Tap Fest, actually, it's unfortunate because this is the last year for it. They've been doing it for 13 years. It's a charity music festival, Mendon, Ohio, Mendon Motor Speedway. All the proceeds, they do a can, like a tab collection, and then everything goes to support the Ronald McDonald House.
Right.
And it's always fun. Freak Bass usually plays with Mike Perkins, with the One-Eyed Show, other bands, us. Lady Bird, she plays up
Freak
there.
Freak Bass will be there, obviously. He's there every year, so.
Very nice, very nice.
Also, though, since we're talking about Tap Fest and that kind of thing, I did want to thank Kevin Dumont of the Johnny Dredd and the Mystics for coming out and helping us with saxophone. Adam was caught in Flint, Michigan tonight, so he couldn't be here, and Kevin decided so graciously to join us tonight, and that's amazing, and we appreciate that.
You can catch him at Tab Fest, too, actually.
You can catch him at Tab Fest. He has kind of agreed to work it out at Tab Fest, but you could also check him out in Johnny Dredd's and the Mystics. They play around town, and they're phenomenal. I think they were here just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, just about 2 or 3 weeks ago they were here. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of resiliency of this band, because Trent and Tim have been playing together for 7, 8 years. I've been with them for 3 years, but I think they've had something like 13 drummers.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Another 8 or 9 different soloist players.
Our first article that Don Thrasher did for us in the Dayton Daily, like, I believe the headlines was Skillless Villains Thrives on Fluctuating Lineup. I'm like, yeah, our first time on YSO. Hey, Kevin's going to come in. He's never played with us before, but he's going to hold it down and do the thing.
That's what it takes to be a good band, though.
Yeah,
a lot
exactly.
of bands would break up because of that, but these guys keep going and making really good music, so I love playing with them.
I was going to say, do you guys view that, you know, having, you know, players in and out, and I know when we were talking, when you guys were getting set up, you know, about wanting to, you know, maybe your ideal would be, you know, have some more horns sit in from time to time. Mm-hmm. Do you guys find that is that like a scary challenge, or is that just like a challenge that you're just like, yeah, okay, we're gonna do it, and we're gonna roll with it, and it doesn't bug you?
We always just roll with
it. Yeah, we pretty much always just roll. Well, I feel like that's all we've ever been able to do is that you got to. If you want to keep working in this business, you want to branding, and, you know, guys will talk about that a lot too, you know, and to stay in front of people, you have to just keep it going no matter what you got to do. And that's one thing that we learned. I feel like long gone are the days of, like, you know, four guys in a garage hanging out, and I'm sure some bands still do that, and they, you know, play just specifically that those guys. But, and, you know, you got guys coming with full scale degrees. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They can do stuff, and, you know, so you just rotate guys in and out,
and it keeps us on our toes too.
Yeah, totally.
Because we get a fresh sound in there every once in a while. We have our core four people, you know, and we'll have a trumpet player, a guitar player, trombone player, somebody sit in with us, and every once in a while they'll have really awesome ideas. Like we talked about earlier, when we're playing live, we get really awesome stuff, and that's how we keep it fresh. Right. That's how we keep every show kind of sounding different.
But it did take us a while, and I think once we got that core four guys, that really kind of helped to expand the sound. He said that took a lot, but once you get those interpersonal relationships worked out, then you can really dive into, you know, you put your egos aside and you're like, okay, can we dissect this? What can we do to make this better? What can we, you know, what is the song trying to tell us? How can we, you know, give it life?
Kind of if you've got that tight core, then you guys know that the four of you are in sync with each other enough where you can sort of adapt and work with other musicians from other musical backgrounds and things like that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's a conversation. You know, you hear guys like Victor Wooten and Carter Beauford talk about you know, musical conversations and that kind of stuff. It's a lot of times it's more listening to what other guys are doing as opposed to just – and like the guys who I feel like who they step out there and they stand and they're not listening and they're just playing. And, yes, they're great players, but it doesn't function well within the group.
And if Trent and I keep the pockets really deep, then we have enough room for a lot of people.
if it's
late in the set, then
solid bass too.
Yeah. Late in the set, we might not have that, but
definitely
come early to our shows. Come early, come often.
They're lying.
Wait, it gets better later in the night, right?
Well, you know, when you're playing those four-hour gigs, they just kind of drag on sometimes. Yeah, but you know, true. We've been doing a lot of more indie stuff, you know. That's
we only
that's
have an hour and a half at Tab Fest, so it'll be good the whole time.
Like, what song do you want to play now? I don't know. Just play something.
Set list. Make a set list.
So you've got the Green on Saturday and Tab Fest, which is later in July.
July 26th and 27th, Mendon Motor Speedway, Mendon, Ohio.
Awesome. Yeah. And what's the rest of the summer look like? Are you guys going to be? I know you said you play, you know, like 50 gigs a year, so that sounds to me like almost every weekend you're out and about.
Well, we were doing that for a good long while. Again, I'd made reference to it earlier. Once grad school kind of hit, we decided that we didn't want to play quite so much. So we've been trying to do like once a month kind of some bigger shows and just more networking, but also focusing entirely on being in the studio and put it. Because, you know, we for 6 to 8 years, we went from Chicago down to Savannah and back. And then, you know, and that's that's what we did for 6 years, and we got paid, and it was great. But we didn't really have recorded music. We had a lot of live stuff that you could download, and a lot of YouTube videos, and that kind of thing. But we didn't really have a solid studio effort, so we wanted to focus more on that artistically, and you just go that route.
And the beautiful thing with technology now is we have Adam in Central Missouri. I'm at Ohio State. These guys are in Dayton. Sometimes I'm in Cincinnati. Sometimes Adam's in Cleveland. No matter where we are, we can communicate. They can record some stuff. Send it to us. We get our ideas down.
Skype
and then
is amazing.
Skype is great. I mean, that's how we get together. I mean, it's not every band gets to practice all the time. And I don't think we've had a good hour of practice in a while.
We don't you know? Practice rehearsals. Or
that's
like
studio time.
That's studio time.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So if people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing and where you might be playing, and, of course, a full-length release somewhere down the road, where should they connect with you online?
I feel like Facebook, it's taken over the world. That's pretty much our main social media thing right now. We do have an email list that you can sign up on skillessvillains.com, and you'll get emails and, like, you know, special offers for releases, that kind of thing, special downloads. I think when we first dropped Made in Ohio, essentially everybody that was on our email list got a free copy.
Oh, nice.
You know, so we try to do stuff like that. But Facebook is pretty much where you want to go. I mean, we have stuff on the website, but that's mostly just to sell the CD. downloads. I need to pay the electric bill. Just kidding. So, Facebook and, that kind of thing. I think we have a Twitter. I think we're individually on Instagram and stuff like that, but Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation. We have a Reverb Nation profile, skillessvillains.com.
So all the usual spots.
Oh, yeah, all the social media, basically. You'll find it somewhere.
Cool.
Snapchat.
Just make sure you spell it right.
jokes. We don't have Snapchat.
It's not skinless chickens.
Skinless villains, not skill. Yeah. That's how that happened on a poster one time.
Did it really?
Yeah. Wow. What's it? Ruby Tuesdays, maybe, in Columbus. And our friend who plays in Shrub, they're a reggae band in Columbus or whatever. And I think they're in Ocean City right now. Yeah. Anyways, he saw it on the telephone pole and snapped it and sent it to me like, skinless chickens.
Well, we'll get links up to all of your details and your Facebook page on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And shall we get ready to hear some more live ones?
Sure. Let's get ready to hear some more live ones.
Excellent. We're going to be back here in just a moment to hear some more live music from Skillless Villains. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Stay tuned. Lots more to come here on WYSO. More live music coming up here in just a moment.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold. Our guests for the evening are Skillless Villains. We've been getting to know them. They've got an EP out right now called Made in Ohio, but they're here in the studio, so we're going to have them play some more live music for us. I'm going to hand things over right now to Skillless Villains.
Trying hard to find why it is you do what you do. You lie awake at night, bringing God might see you through you. Your hard times when we feel low, striking matches just to watch them burn slow. We'll fall down hard on the from two different worlds, but we're a story up before the meets, girl, and I promise to be patient if you just let me love you, cause it's all I wanna do. Just let me love you, cause it's times when we feel low, striking matches just to watch them burn slow. We'll fall down hard on the pavements. You say we're from two different worlds, but we're a story of a boy that meets girl, and I promise to be patient if you just let me love you, cause it's all I wanna do. Let me love you, cause it's what I wanna do. And I know that you've been hurt before, and that you cannot trust yourself. You put your walls up cause you're broken inside, but honey, I feel like I will be there if you just let me love you, cause it's all I wanna do. Just let me love you, cause it's all I wanna do. That's all I wanna do.
my hood. My heart set on fire. And the heat from your desire. Yes, my heart was set on fire.
Villains live in the WYSO studios. Check them out Saturday at the Green. They're also going to be at Tab Fest later in July. We've got info up as well as links to how to get their EP on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Check them out. Lots of good music coming your way from Skillless Villains. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Check them out, Skillless Villains. All the info on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Here's some music from Bessnard Lakes. Their new one's called Until in Excess, Imperceptible UFO.